And we're going to hear now from Sue Rankin, who has spent more than 30 years studying what it's like to be gay or lesbian on a college campus. She is the lead researcher of a new report on the topic, and her study found that, contrary to popular belief, campuses have not become significantly safer for gay and lesbian students and faculty.
What we found in this particular research project was that in 2010 that there is still a climate that interferes with students' abilities to learn and persist at their campuses.
How do you define that?
One of the major findings that was surprising to me, actually, after 33 years of doing this, that one-third of the students, faculty, and staff that participated indicated they had seriously considered leaving the institution.
Is that a result of overt bullying or just a place where they don't necessarily feel comfortable being themselves? How does that play out?
We identify it as being climate, and climate includes things like discrimination and harassment. We asked not only what they experienced, but how they experienced it. An interesting piece that complements, I guess, this particular unfortunate event at Rutgers is that a lot of this is now happening in cyberspace, which may lead to the possibility of them being outed and then harassed in some way.
What are the other consequences of this kind of bullying?
We find that there are higher depression rates among LGBT students who don't have support on their college campuses.
You say LGBT, lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender.
Yes, we find that students who are out in high school are actually returning to a more closeted space when they come to college.
Really?
They have to reopen those doors themselves because they're afraid of what may happen if they have a roommate who is not supportive. So the importance of having visible resources on a college campus to assist students, I think, is tantamount. And right now, only 7% of our institutions offer that.
Only 7% of colleges have resources for lesbian and gay students.
That's correct.
This survey just came out in September, and what were some of the specific anecdotes in it that you found particularly powerful?
One of the comments from a student was that professors have pathologized my experiences as members of the LGBT community.
What does that mean, pathologize my experiences?
Saying that by being involved in the community, it was indicative of mental illness.
College and university professors said this to a student.
That's correct. There was another incident that another student discussed that said, there's a rally of students with the cry, we can either accept homosexuals or burn them at the stake, are you with me? And a large group of people were yelling and saying, burn them. And there this young person was in the middle of all that with a rainbow flag on his bag, alone and very afraid. So I think those kinds of fear for safety are things that students are experiencing on a more frequent basis than people, I think.
That's Sue Rankin, Associate Professor of Education at Penn State University. She's the lead researcher of a new report titled 2010, The State of Higher Education for Lesbian, Gay, Bisexual, and Transgender People.